好，在我们一起受杯的时候，也请弟兄姊妹，我们再一次在主面前肃立，我们同心来攻读圣经主的话语。
Brothers and sisters, let us rise, and we'll read God's word.
请诗篇24篇1-6节，大卫的诗，地和其中所充满的，世界和住在其间的，都属耶和华。他把地建立在海上，安定在大水之上，谁能登耶和华的山？谁能站在他的圣所？就是守节心清，不向虚妄起誓，不怀诡诈的人，他必蒙耶和华赐福，又蒙救他的神使他成义。这是寻求耶和华的族类，是寻求你面的雅各。阿们。大家请坐，求神祝福每一位攻读他话语的人。我忘记我们还有英文的，我们好不好在座位上面，我们继续再把英文的这一部分我们也重新诵读一下。
Let us now read Psalm 24 in English.
Psalm 24 verse 1-6, a psalm of David. The earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters. Who may ascend into the hills of the Lord? Or who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to an idol, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is Jacob, the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face. Amen. 今天我们要一同来思想的题目叫做家庭的圣经世界观。
And today what we are going to consider is the biblical worldview in the family.
我们教会今年的主题是提摩太后书2:2.
In 2 Timothy 2, chapter 2, verse 2 is where we find our theme for CCMC in 2023.
这样一个在教会当中代代相传的圣经真理。
That we will have the passing on of biblical truth through the generations.
也是啊，我们要 dismiss children. Boys and girls, you are dismissed to your children's Sunday school. Thank you very much. thank you. And thanks to all the children's Sunday school teachers. 好的啊，看我们的下一代去了啊，我们这一代要继续在这边来学习圣经主的真理。诗篇145篇第4节。
Psalm 145 verse 4.
像我们还有一节的主题经文。
That we actually do have another theme verse.
叫做这代要对那代颂赞你的作为，也要传扬你的大能。
One generation shall praise your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts.
我们这个代代相传呢，不单是在教会当中领人归主，造就门徒，在教会里面把这个信仰一代一代传递下去。
It's not only within the church that we pass on this truth from one generation to another, from one disciple to another.
还有就是在我们的家庭当中，也要把这样的信仰一代一代的传递。
It is the same in the family.
所以我们大家知道，在最近从母亲节到父亲节，我们有一个讲道的系列。
So we know that we have a preaching series between Mother's Day and Father's Day.
叫做家中的代代相传。
And that is family discipleship through generations.
那么今天我们要看家庭当中的圣经世界观。
And so today we're looking at the biblical worldview in the family.
在中国大陆成长起来的弟兄姊妹都知道，从小我们就被教导要有正确的三观。
And so we're taught from young, especially for those who are from China, and you know that from young you're taught that you're supposed to have three views.
什么叫三观？
What are these three views?
世界观、人生观，还有呢，价值观。
So, a value system on the world, as well as on the family, and then there is also your own value system.
好，那么我们家庭当中的这个圣经世界观啊，哎，那就让我想到一件事情。
What about our biblical worldview then in the family? And this has prompted me to consider this.
前一段呢，我的孩子放春假。
So, earlier, this year, my child had, spring break.
那我们就带孩子去看了这个在 Kentucky 啊和 Ohio 交界那个地方有创造博物馆，还有这个叫 Ark Encounter。
So right on the borders of the state of Ohio and Kentucky, there are these two particular places, the Creation Museum as well as the Ark Encounter.
我们有多少弟兄姊妹已经去看过的？举个手好吗？
How many of you have seen that before? You can raise your hands.
有一些啊，还不是很多啊，但是有一些弟兄姊妹去看过。
So we've seen that there are some, maybe not too many yet.
我们有一对年轻的夫妻，他们去看过。
So we have a young couple who went.
他们这个礼拜刚刚搬走。搬到纽约上周去。
Moves to upstate New York.
前天那个弟兄跟我讲起来，说这个创造博物馆 Creation Museum.
And so I was informed of this Creation Museum by a brother.
说牧师你有没有去看过？
And he said, "Have you been there before?"
我说还没去看过。
So I've not yet taken a look.
然后他眼睛瞪得那么大。
And so he was staring at me with eyes wide open.
你居然没有去看过？
So how is it that you've yet to visit?
我心里很有罪疚感，你知道吗？
So,
这个牧师很不爱主。那我要告诉大家，我们今年确实有去看过。
So now I have to declare to you that I've now been to the Creation Museum.
这个弟兄是强烈建议说，牧师一定要去看。
And the brother said you have to go visit.
这是我们一家人在那边拍的照片啊。
So these are some of our family pictures.
就是几个月以前。
And just a few months ago.
其实呢，牧师不是不爱主。
So it's not as if the pastor does not love the Lord.
也不是各个地方其他去旅游，就是不去看这个创造博物馆和这个方舟。
It's not intentionally missing out on the Ark Encounter and the Creation Museum just so that we could go visit other places.
早在五年以前
，Five years ago，
2018年6月份的时候，我们一家人就已经安排要去，而且我们已经去了。
In 2018, in the month of June, in fact, we planned to visit this place, and we actually went.
师母把当地的这个旅馆都订好了。
And Mrs. Brown actually has reserved the hotel.
实际上那个时候，这个 Ark Encounter 是刚刚建成不久 ，Creation Museum 稍微早两年。
And Creation Museum has already been constructed about 2 years prior, but the Ark Encounter was just completed.
但是呢，我们已经开到 Ohio。
By the time we got to Ohio,
快到六月底的时候，结果就突然接到一个电话。
We received a phone call.
教会里面有一位孩子。
And there was a child in the church.
跟白血病搏斗几年的时间。
And has a fight with leukemia.
离世了。
And he passed away.
结果我们赶快把一切的这些计划全都取消，一路开到 Rochester 来主持这个孩子的追思礼拜。安慰家人。
And so we canceled our plans to visit the Ark as well as the Creation Museum so that we could be back in Rochester to be of comfort to the family.
然后结束以后又再开回到 Ohio, 因为 Ohio 七月初还有那个中西部夏令会，本来我是想就在那边结束以后就直接去夏令会在那边服侍。
And after the memorial service was completed,we drove right back into Ohio because it was also about the time of the MCCA conference and I was about to serve there.
因为在夏令会的服侍你不能够取消，所以只能够把自己私家的这个行程取消。
And because I cannot cancel my commitment to the MCCA retreat, and therefore I have to cancel my own family plans.
结果就在中西部夏令会服侍的时候。
And when I was serving in the MCCA retreats,
就遇到咱们教会的黄长老。
That's when I met Elder Lee.
然后他就做我思想工作，说到我们 CCMC 来做牧师。
And so that's when he invited me to come and be your pastor.
那这个长话短说，后来到2019年夏天，为什么没有去看这个博物馆呢？
So why didn't we not take the next summer in 2019 to go visit these two places?
大家也知道2019年我们来这儿了嘛。
Because 2019 we're here.
带孩子看几个大学，然后来 CCMC 跟弟兄姊妹见面。
We're doing some campus tours and we met up with the brothers and sisters here.
我记得大约也就是2019年六七月份，就在这个教堂，就在这个会堂里面。
So I remember being here around June.
感谢神，教会弟兄姊妹很热情。
I'm thankful to the Lord that our brothers and sisters were very warm, very hospitable.
然后我们互相也问了很多的问题。
We also asked each other many questions.
我们也了解这个教会，教会也了解我们。
We get to know this church, and the church gets to know our family.
当时我记得弟兄姊妹问我牧师，你对喝酒怎么看
？So I remember at that time, brothers and sisters did ask, like, what is your view on alcohol?
我就告诉大家我对喝酒怎么看。
And、so I told everyone what I thought about drinking alcohol.
所以2019年那个时候就没有去，然后2020年开始就是疫情了。
And so 2019 we missed out on these two places, and of course 2020 we saw the start of the pandemic.
所以一转眼五年，我们终于。我看到非常壮观，我强烈建议弟兄姊妹去看一看。
So 5 years later, we finally were able to behold the majestic scenery that plays out before us, and I strongly encourage y'all to go visit.
如果你时间实在不够呢，至少你要把这个 Ark Encounter 去看一看。
So if you're tight on time, at least go to the Ark Encounter.
那这两个博物馆呢，实际上是姐妹博物馆，有一些内容是有点重复的。
So they're actually sister museums, and so there is some overlap in their content.
都是讲到创世纪，都是讲到神的创造。
So it speaks of creation, it speaks of what we read in Genesis.
那么呢，在这个创造博物馆里面 ，Ark 呢，它都讲到一个叫做世界历史上的七个 C。
And so, in both museums, it speaks about the seven C's of world history.
最近我们教会应许团契，应许团契有很多新移民的弟兄姊妹。他们呢，这个参加一个美国教会的英文班啊，人家也组织也去看这个博物馆了。
And so one of our fellowships have attended a particular English class, and that the organizers of that class organized a trip to also go to these museums.
那个弟兄回来跟我讲，他说虽然我英文不好，我说这个 C 七个 C 我都背下来了。
So one of the brothers said, yeah, I'm not very fluent in English, but I've memorized these seven C's.
我说对，这七个 C 总结得很好。
I said, yeah, these seven C's, in fact, do a wonderful summary.
人类历史哪七个 C 呢？第一个是 creation, 神的创造。
And so the seven C's, it begins with creation.
然后是 corruption, 人的堕落。
And then followed by corruption.
然后是 catastrophe, 是大灾难。
Catastrophe,
然后是 confusion 大混乱
，confusion，
然后是基督来 Christ，
coming of Christ，
基督为世人的罪钉死在十字架上 cross，
so Christ died for us on the cross，
最后是耶稣基督的再来审判天地万物 consummation 末日
，and there will be a consummation when Jesus returns to。Bring about the judgment of the heavens and earth.
那这七个 C 就整个总结了整个人类历史的这样一个演进，也是我们基督徒如何去看这个世界、看这个历史的一个总结。
And so the seven C's become a way that we could summarize the world history and how we could begin to perceive the developments in the world.
那说到这个世界观呢，我们现在先要来想一想，到底世界观的定义是什么？
And so we have to understand what it means to when we say worldview.
那这个世俗的世界上，你到这个网上去，什么这个百科，你一查，世俗定义是这样子的。
And so if you were to look into a more of the mainstream definition,
说世界观是指处在什么样的位置，用什么样的时间段眼光去看待、分析事物啊，是人对事物的判断的反应啊，是人们对世界的基本看法和观点。
So it says worldview refers to the position that one is in and what time period one uses to look at and analyze things. It is the reaction of people to judge things. It is people's basic perception and perspective on the world.
然后呢，这个网络上给的定义说，世界观具有实践性，人的世界观是不断更新、不断完善、不断优化的。
And it says that the worldview is practical and people's worldview is constantly updated, improved, and optimized.
大家注意，这是世界给的定义。
So we have to remember or take note that this is how the world defines worldview.
其实，如果我们简单来说，到底什么是世界观
？So what exactly is the worldview?
就是一个人解释并回应现实世界他的观念。
And so it is a conviction or an understanding that person has to try to explain the world.
一方面我们去理解这个世界,
on the one hand, we try to understand this world.
还有一个呢,
on the other hand, we have to respond to what this world is.
如果我们口头说我对这个世界的观点是这样子的,
so if I say that, okay, this is how I think about the world.
但是你的行为,你的取舍是另外一个角度。
But your conduct and the, your approach to your opportunity costs.
那只能说明你的这个世界观是口头的,你真实的世界观是你的行为所体现出来的。
If those things follow a different track, then you could say that you only have a confessional worldview, but you do not actually have a functional worldview.
那好, 到底世界观要解答什么样的问题?
So what is the worldview trying to answer?
好像是一个非常抽象的一些哲学的思考。
It seems like a very abstract philosophical processing.
但实际上跟我们每个人密切相关。
But it's very intimately tied to us.
不管是我们从信仰当中去思考, 还是从世俗世界他们的那些哲学理念等等。
Whether we're coming from a religious perspective or we're coming from simply a philosophical perspective.
总结起来, 我们不是七个C, 我们说这四个方面。
So we might be able to have a summary and it's in these four aspects.
就世界是从哪里来?
Where did the world come from?
世界出了什么问题?
What's wrong with the world?
如何解决世界的问题?
How to solve the world's problems.
然后世界的结局到底是什么?
What is the end of the world?
啊, 这叫做世界观的几个终极问题。
And so these are the existential ultimate questions of the worldview.
那下面大家请注意, 如果把这里面的世界换成是人,或者是换成我,
So if you were to switch out the word worlds and replace that with me or a person,
那就是人生观了。
Then it becomes our perspective on what life is.
啊, 人从哪里来?
So where did man come from?
人出了什么问题?
Where did, what's wrong with people?
啊, 如何解决人的问题?
How to solve people's problems?
那人的结局是什么?
And what is the end of humanity?
那然后我们再把这四个问题再浓缩成三个问题。
We may even condense these four questions into three.
就叫做人生的哲学三问。
And so this would be a philosophical look at the world and it's the three questions.
不管是你在国内学马克思主义哲学,
Well, whether you're learning Marxism in China,
或者你在美国学西方的哲学,
or you're learning about some Western philosophy when you're in the US,
所有的哲学家这样讲到这个人生的时候,
when the philosophers talk about life,
最后都无法回避的最后就是终极的三个问题。
They cannot escape these three ultimate questions.
那知道是哪三个问题吧? 在国内考马哲的时候都要考的。
These were tested back in the day.
第一个, 我们人是从哪里来的?
So where have we come from?
然后第二个呢, 我们人要往哪里去?
Where are we going?
第三个是什么?
What's the third?
第三个表述有两种不同, 实际上意义是一样的。
So even though there seems to be two forms, but they really share the same meaning.
一种的表述就是我是谁, 人是谁。
And so who am I? Who is a person?
还有一种表述叫做人是为什么活着。
Or to say another form would be why are we living? Or what's the purpose of our living?
为什么说最后这两个问题实际上是一个问题呢?
Why then do we say that whether you ask who am I or why am I living for, these are the same question?
请大家注意听好。
Please listen carefully.
一个人为什么活着, 就定义了他是谁。
And so what is the person living for will concretize who he is.
这就叫人生的哲学终极三问。
And so this is the philosophical existential questions.
那在这个三年疫情当中,
And so during our pandemic,
尤其我们看到新闻报道在国内常常这个小区封控,那个小区封控。
And so we see news coming from China and we see that this neighborhood was sealed off, that neighborhood was locked down.
这小区封控, 那么到这个小区来的人就常常被拷问这三个哲学问题。
So in fact, they will, people who are visiting between these neighborhoods will be asked this question, these three questions.
小区门口大白啊, 叫大白, 上来就问, 你是谁?
So the guards would ask, who are you?
你要往哪里去?
Where are you going?
你来这干什么?
What are you doing here?
就这个叩问心灵啊。
So it actually infects our asking parts of the question. Questions of the heart.
那其实呢，我们每个人都随时的面对这些的问题。
So we have to face up to these three questions at any single time.
大家注意，我们跟那个进化论不一样，我们不是从什么动物啊这些，我们不人不是动物啊，跟阿猫阿狗不同。
We understand that we are not the same as animals, so we are differing from the viewpoint of the evolutionists.
动物都是活在本能当中啊，它当然它也有情感的需要，它情感的需要也是出于本能。
We see that animals live within their nature, even their sentiments.
但是我们人会思想形而上的问题。
But humans have the ability to consider the higher planes, the metaphysical part of life.
我自己个人。
And so I myself,
其实就对这几个问题，不管是从世界观的角度，从人生观的角度，曾经我是有思考，也觉得自己有一套的自己的观念、理论系统。
So I considered these three questions, and I, for a period of time, I came out with my own answers to them.
世界从哪里来的？
Where did the world come from?
信主以前，那对我来说当然随机来的。
And so for me, it was an organic development. It was by coincidence.
世界,
before knowing the Lord, that was how I thought.
世界出了什么问题?
What's wrong with the world?
这个人自己的修为不够。
It's because the virtuous training or discipline of humanity is lacking.
如何解决呢?
So how are we to solve the world's problems?
我从一个人文主义、人本主义的思想角度来说,
From a humanist point of view,
非常简单。
It's very simple.
追求高尚,
to pursue what is good.
哎，多做好事,
to do what is good.
哎，好好的爱护环境,
to love the environment.
哎，多做贡献,
to contribute much.
然后就明天会更好,
and
让世界充满爱,
and the world will be filled with love.
那最后世界的结局是什么呢?
What is the end of the world?
那还用说吗? 我们都是深受这种共产主义思想影响的。
And so we've been heavily influenced by communism.
然后就世界大同了嘛。
And so we say that, well, there'll be equality of all.
但是当我信了耶稣以后,
But after I believed in Jesus,
我发现不是这么回事。
I realized that it is not the case.
圣经的世界观和世俗的世界观是不一样的。
Realize that there is a difference between the biblical worldview as well as the worldly worldview.
我的这些世俗的世界观从哪里来的?
So where did my secular worldview come from?
从周遭的环境来的嘛。
It has come from the environment that I was in.
从我在学校里面上课。
From the classes I took in school.
读的书。
The books that I read.
我周围的朋友，我们在一起的这些的探讨， 然后慢慢的你就形成你的这样一个观念。
And through conversations that I have with my friends, and slowly our secular worldview is formed.
更不要说今天的新闻媒体，还有 right at this moment 现在这种世俗社交媒体的兴旺。
And not even and also and this is not even including yet the news media as well as the very prosperous social media.
Yeah, 都在潜移默化的影响着我们。我那个时候还没有这些 social media.
And it slowly is slowly shaping us. And I didn't even have social media back then.
那我不知道大家有没有注意到一点。
I don't know if we've noticed a particular point.
刚才我们给那个定义当中就讲了，这个世界观从世俗角度定义，这个世界观是要不断怎么样？
And so with the definition, we see that there's continued changes and optimization of the world.
今天我们看到世俗的世界观是不断改变，而且越变越快。
And we've seen that secular worldview is constantly changing and changing at a very rapid rate.
我们校园团契还有一个同学啊，跟我讲。
One of the members of Campus Fellowship said this to me.
他说牧师，我还记得多年以前你第一次来我们 CCMC 讲道是在校园团契讲的。
He said, or she said that I remember that. He said that I still remember your first sermons to us, to CCMC, and that was at the Campus Fellowship.
然后你讲道里面引用了一句歌词.
And you used a lyric from a song.
这歌词是什么呢? 不是我不明白，这世界变化快.
That song has a lyric of saying, "It's not that I don't remember that. It's not that I don't understand that the world is changing fast."
嗯，我说谢谢你啊。
I said, well, thank you.
啊，我们常常有的时候上午听的到下午就忘了。
So there are times where we casually say, well, you might have listened to the sermon in the AM and forget about it in the PM.
今天我们看到这个世俗的世界观它是越变越快。
So we see that secular worldview is changing faster and faster.
因为它并没有一个绝对的标准。
Because it doesn't have an absolute, thumb line.
啊，三十年河东，三十年河西。
And so it could be 30 years looking at the, westward and then 30 years eastward.
啊，三十年前可能你被认为是一种新派的所谓进步的自由派的思想。
And so 30 years ago, you might be someone who is liberal or progressive or viewed as such.
二三十年以后你可能变成是被人说是落伍的这个不合时宜的了。
And so, and 30 years later, you might have been said that you're out of touch with time, you're no longer in sync.
我记得那个 Harry Potter 这个系列小说刚出来的时候，在教会界是引起非常大的这个反响，很多教会去抵制这个东西。
So I remember when Harry Potter was first, the series was first released, it created a stir within churches, and there were many churches who would have a strong stand against, Harry Potter.
因为这个小说里面有很多那些的什么巫术 witchcraft 那些东西，对不对？
Because there's a lot of wizardry that's talked about within this series.
啊，那么呢，这个作者叫做 J.K. Rowling， 一个英国的一个女士。
And so the author, her name is J.K. Rowling.
那时候我记得也看到很多一些的这个文章，大家就讲到这个 J.K. Rowling， 实际上他自己的这个像，当然他是肯定是不信主的了。但他自己的这个思想系统是非常非常新派自由化什么女权主义这些的东西。
And so there were descriptions of who this author is, and she's not a believer, and there are many attributes that's given to her, including, her feminist views.
可是您知道最近呢、啊、这个 J.K. Rowlings 啊变成是一个保守派的，然后变成是一个落伍的这么一个代表了。
But yeah, J.K. Rowling now is regarded as someone who has fallen off track, and is more of a conservative camp.
她被很多那些所谓极端进步主义者攻击。
And so she has been attacked by many of, those who may hold a more, progressive views.
甚至威胁她和家人的生命安全。
Even, and they have even threatened her life as well as the wellness of the family.
为什么呢？因为她从一种女权，本来是一种极端女权主义者。然后呢从这个角度他就说啊什么男的变成女的还不变成你说自己是女的就参加女子的这个运动比赛他说这叫什么事情。
And so for her, she comes from what was regarded at that time an extreme feminist view, but now she's asking questions about, athletes who are male, but identify themselves as female and ask what is happening.
他说这是侵犯女性的权益的。
And she said that this is an offense or an intrusion into the rights, into women's rights.
但是那些比他更左的就开始骂他，然后就开始攻击他，甚至威胁他。
Those who are leaning even further left from where J.K. Rowling is, begin to attack her, begin to rebuke her.
再举一个中国的例子好了。
And I could bring you an example from China.
这个前几天我们在回国这个探亲传福音的这个讲座当中，有和大家提到。
I did mention this example in a little a workshop that we held for those who are returning home, returning to China to visit family.
我们也很感谢神，我们这个讲座二十多位弟兄姊妹来，反响很热烈啊。我们也多多为我们要回国的这些弟兄姊妹们来祷告。
So we want to pray hard for these, brothers and sisters who are going back home to visit, and we thank God that we had about 20 some participants in the workshop.
在讲座的时候我给大家提到一点。
In the workshop, I raised this point to them.
我说我们现在如果要跟大家回国啊说啊美国繁荣富强啊是因为他的这个信仰啊有基督教信仰啊这个现在不太 work。
If we go back home now and we tell, our family and friends that if you look at the prosperity of the United States, it's rooted in its, strong Christian beginnings.
你知道从中国改革开放以后
we see after, the economy opened up for China.
那么呢这个中国人看美国就这个过山车一样变来变去。
We Chinese have been looking at the U.S. as if it is going through a roller coaster ride.
文革当中，美帝国主义敌视美国。
And so there is some sense of imperialism, and there's some sort of resistance against the U.S.
一改革开放以后，羡慕美国。
And now there, well, after the economy opens, opened up, there is some sort of an envy for the U.S.
然后呢，到了大约十几年以前，2010年以后。
But post 2010.
那个时候就从羡慕美国变成轻视美国。
There is a switch back to a disdain for the U.S.
说美国是个大农村，现在我们中国经济发展很快，很富强。
So, the U.S. does look more rural when compared to the hyper developments that we see in China.
现在经过三年的疫情，
three years after since the pandemic,
社会政治的变化，
there are changes in the social politics.
现在又变回去敌视美国了。
So there is a such sort of animosity towards the U.S.、
所以我们看到今天这个世界当中啊，是变来变去。
So we see that in the world, it's just constant changes.
但是呢，我们的圣经是永远不改变的。
But our Bible does not change.
因此，基督徒的世界观是不会改变的。
And so the world view of Christians will never change.
但注意，我们说到这个世界观不改变，那是安定在天主的话语。
We see that when the biblical view for Christians is unchanging, it is assured because it is.The word, from the Bible.
具体到每一个基督徒
It is so specific such that
从不信主到信主到在主里面一日一日的成长
From when you are an unbeliever to when you first became a believer to your growth
那我们的世界观会成长成熟
Our biblical worldview will continue to grow and mature
那请大家一定要注意这样一种基督徒每一个基督徒的世界观成长成熟不是因为世俗社会环境等等的影响
But we see that this maturation in our biblical worldview is not an impact from the external environment
而是因为我们对圣经真理的认识跟从是越来越深的
But it's because we have a deeper and deeper understanding and following of biblical truths
已经回天家的神的老仆人 Chuck Colson 就讲他说基督教信仰本身就是一套世界观
And so Chuck Colson, who has now returned back to the Lord, has said to us that when it comes to a Christian belief, it is a worldview.
所以一个基督徒信主以后
So after a Christian believes in the Lord,
是要扭转他的三观的
that it has to have a change in his three views.
今天很多人不知道这一点
Many people do not know that.
甚至前一段我们在有一次的祷告会当中
Even in the prayer meeting that we have had recently,
这是一个我们在一个事工当中然后就有弟兄姊妹还分享说原来有的人说信主多年了才知道哦原来信主以后我还需要改三观啊。
Someone shared that, oh, I didn't realize that we still have to change up our three views, you know, as we become a Christian.
这是必然的这是必须的。
This is something that is a must.
我们不可能口上说主啊主啊呼喊耶稣基督为主。
It's impossible for us to, on with our mouths,call out to the Lord, Lord, Lord.
每天在读圣经，在背主的话语。
And to memorize God's word every day and to read scripture.
但是我们的三观还是世界的。
And yet our views are of the world.
还是自我的。
It's still very self-centered.
这是不可以的。
This must not be.
那么圣经世界观我们用四个方面来简单的总结一下。我们先把这个七个 C 放在一边。
And so let's set aside the seven C's and we'll look at these four ways of looking at the world through the biblical lens.
世界从哪里来的？神的创造。
Where did the world come from? It's creation.
世界出了什么问题？人的堕落。
What went wrong for the world? That's because humanity fell.
怎么样来解决这个问题？基督的救赎。
How are we to solve the world's problems and there is the redemption?
世界的结局是什么？是神的更新。
And what is the end of the world? And there is a renewal.
所以叫创造、堕落、救赎、更新这四点。
And so creation, fall, redemption, renewal.
我们来看诗篇二十四篇。
So Psalm 24.
那诗篇二十四篇呢，很多弟兄姊妹都非常喜欢。
A beloved psalm for many brothers and sisters.
有的人可能最喜欢的是二十三篇，然后第二就是二十四篇。
Maybe your first choice is Psalm 23 and followed by Psalm 24.
其实如果您仔细看 诗篇二十四篇就是一首在这里来宣告圣经世界观的这样一首的伟大的诗歌。
So it is a great psalm that speaks about a biblical worldview.
大卫的诗，地和其中所充满的，世界和住在其间的，都属耶和华。
The earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein, they belong to the Lord.
然后第二节就讲到神的创造。
And in verse 2, it speaks about God's creation.
然后后面又讲到谁能来到神的面前。
And later on, it speaks about who can come before the Lord.
是那些离弃罪恶的人。
Are those who have discarded sinfulness and wickedness.
这个世界当中是充满了各样的罪人的堕落。
That in this world, it is filled with our corruption and our fall.
但是人怎么样离弃罪恶到神的面前呢？
But how are we to leave this corruption and this wickedness and come before the Lord?
从来不可能说是靠人自己。
That is never possible to be by our own effort.
他蒙神的赐福，蒙救他的神，使他成义，这是神的救赎。
The righteousness comes from God's salvation.
但作为人，你有一个责任，你要去寻求耶和华，寻求神的面。
But as a person, there is the need to seek out the face of the Lord.
那下面第七到第十节这一部分我们刚才没有读。
So in verses 7 to 10, this is a passage that we did, section that we did not read earlier.
这部分是讲到神所要成就的大功。
And so it speaks about the great work that God is going to do.
讲到那将来的王。
That speaks of this coming king.
荣耀的战胜世界罪恶撒旦权势的一位王。
That this is a king that will triumph over the authorities of Satan as well as the wickedness of the world.
审判万有的万王之主啊，万王之王，万主之主。
And he's going to be the one who judges all the earth. He's going to be the Lord of hosts. He's the King of glory.
所以我们基督徒去看这个世界的时候，我们是充满了盼望。
And so when us Christians, when we look at the world, we actually are filled with hope.
我们不会是灰心丧气。
There's nothing of a despair or despondency that we should hold.
不会是觉得非常的绝望。
That we are not, yeah, deep in despair.
最后好像没有办法，那个世界就是这样，一代不如一代了。
As if it's hopeless, and yeah, each generation is going to be like, you know, worse than the one that came before.
No, 耶稣基督他是主，他是王。
No, Jesus Christ, He is the Lord, He is the King.
那么在这样一个圣经世界观当中呢，我们要特别提到这个世界这个词。
And so, when it comes to the biblical worldview, then we want to take an attention on the word world.
大家有注意到吗？今天我所唱的这两首诗歌看似好像有点矛盾。
And so, if we recall the two hymns that we sung earlier today, and there seems to be some contradiction between the two hymns.
有注意到吗？
Have you noticed that?
一首诗歌唱什么？这是天父世界。
One says that this is my father's world.
然后下面马上就唱这世界非我家。
The next thing we sang was this world is not my home.
那这是什么意思啊？
What does that even mean?
我们是不是天父的儿女？
Are we sons and daughters of Heavenly Father?
哎，弟兄姊妹，请问你是不是天父的儿女？
Brothers and sisters, are you the Heavenly Father's?
那你是天父的儿女啊？
Well, you are.
那这是天父的世界，怎么这世界不是你的家呢？
And so if this is the Father's world, then how is it that this world is not your home?
那是不是这两首圣诗当中肯定有一首写错了？
Is it that there are, you know, one of the hymns is written inaccurately?
有没有写错啊？
Is there any error?
弟兄姊妹，我们再说，这样一代一代传递下来是宝贵的圣诗啊，你千万不可轻忽。
We are not to overlook some of the, overlook these precious hymns that have been passed down through the generations.
有些现代敬拜赞美的这些诗歌呀，这个有点快餐式的。
There are some of these contemporary songs, they are more like fast food.
有的一些这歌词也不严谨。
Some of their lyrics are not tight enough.
也比较的过于的简单。
Are a little too simplified.
然后呢，在人的这个感情情绪魂里面呢，起到一些的这个作用，然后过两年啊，就丢掉了，又唱别的。
And they seem to be quickly discarded once they no longer are able to create certain emotional response.
啊，我再重复一遍，我不是反对，绝对说绝对不能够唱现代敬拜赞美诗歌，不是这个意思。
Again, I want to reiterate that I am not opposed to contemporary hymns.
但是这些代代相传的宝贵的圣诗啊，那是经过时间历史考验的。
But so many of these hymns, they have been passed down through time and they've been tested in history.
里面的那种信仰、那种神学、那种深度，那是今天很多诗歌没有办法去比的。
Some of the creed, some of the confession, some of the depth, they're not comparable, with some of the more modern songs.
所以我们表面上一看，好像这两个诗歌是这个题目是啊是矛盾的。
And so we might see that there is conflicts between the two titles.
哎，那就是没有肯定有一首诗歌是写错。
We see that, yeah, possibly one of the songs is written inaccurately.
实际上是这么回事吗
？No. Case, no.
Yeah.
不是的。
这里的世界乃是不同的含义。
There are different nuances when it comes to the word world.
这是天父世界的世界，指的是什么世界？
When it speaks of this world, is my father's world. What world is this?
大家注意看这个歌词里面有讲的吗？
The lyrics that say,
神所创造的这样一个物质的世界。
What God has created this physical world.
美好的世界，蓝天碧海。
That you have the clear blue skies and the emerald seas.
青草树木。
That you have the crisp vegetations around.
神铺张穹苍。
That the Lord has set up.The entire cosmos.
神把这些交给我们来管理来享用
God has given us all of this for our blessings for our enjoyment
神爱世人爱你爱我因为我们是按照他的形象所造的
God loves you and I because we are made by his image
但是当我们说到这世界非我家的时候指的是什么世界
At the same time when we are talking about this world is not my home then what is that world?
指的是充满了罪恶的世界。
It speaks of the world that is, sinful.
人里面的贪欲、苦毒、骄傲、自私、诡诈、谎言、纷争等等等等这些东西是充满了罪恶的这个世界。这个世界不是我们的家。
That the sinfulness is of vices of a list that keeps on extending from divisions to hatred to bitterness to accusations and anger.
不过大家也要注意一点，这个罪恶的世界有可能会借着这个物理的世界，本来是一些好的东西，诱惑我们，甚至捆绑我们，这个我们是要特别小心。
But we know that there is a sinful world that can make use of the physical world to bind us to tempt us, and we have to be extremely careful.
同样的，当我们看到世界观的时候，我们也要知道，一方面我们知道基督作王。
And so when we are looking at the biblical worldview, we have to know that yes, Christ is king.
同时我们基督怎么样去看这个世界圣经又讲这世界握在谁的权下撒旦的权下
we see that the world is under, currently the authority of Satan.
所以有的时候当我们去引用圣经的时候当我们去看这个世界的时候啊，为什么说我们基督的世界观要不断的成长成熟是要回到整全的圣经真理当中来
so why is it that we say we have to grow and as well as mature in our more holistic way of looking at the worldview is because we have to take in the whole counsel of scripture.
今天我们看到这个世界的发展。
We see the developments of the world today.
看到很多的这些不管是君王、总统、主席、国家领导人他们在不断的做抵挡神的事情。
We see that there are precedents or, whatever leaders, they are doing things that are opposed, they are opposing God.
那我们有时候在祷告当中基督就引用圣经了王的心在耶和华的手中如鲁沟的水怎么样随意流转
And so in prayers sometimes we pray the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord like the rivers of water he turns it wherever he wishes
然后呢有时候我们就越祷告越灰心主啊这流转都怎么流转成这个样子
So there are times when we continue to pray and pray and we say wow I'm getting a little more disappointed because how are you turning it this way
你看这些君王掌权者你看这些的议员这些法官然后他们这些定的这个政策判决的这些东西很多都是违背圣经真理而且是变本加厉啊。
You're thinking that there are these kings, these judges, these people who have power and authority and the policies that they're setting, these are all things that seemingly going against you.
甚至人到一个极端可能会去怀疑神可能会去埋怨神。
And so seeing that these works are becoming more and more corrupt, it might even be the temptation to blame God or to doubt God.
好那给大家看另外一组经文。
And we can also look at 1 John, another passage.
约翰一书五章十九节。
In 1 John chapter 5 verse 19.
所以说我们知道我们是属神的全世界都握在那恶者手下。
So we know that we are of God, and the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one.
再注意这个英文的 under the sway of the wicked one.
So we can take an emphasis on under the sway of the wicked one.
这个世界的这些君王，这些掌权者啊，今天整个这个世界的这个系统啊，不管是它的教育系统、法律系统、它的新闻媒体等等等等。
The worldly systems and the worldly leaders, whatever their mediums or channels of communication.
是在这个世界的王，也就是撒旦的掌管之下，是在黑暗掌权的这样一个光景底下所形成的。
They're in the darkness, they're under the sway of the one who is now overseeing, the world, and that is Satan.
因此我们基督徒面临这样属灵征战的抉择。
So we are faced with the decision, of the, decision to have to be in spiritual battle.
我们是照着基督，还是我们是照着人间的遗传，世上的小学？
Are we then to do it by Christ, or are we to do it by the philosophies?
我们说到历史啊，讲到世界观，不可能绕开历史这个题目。
So when it comes to this topic of biblical worldview, there's no way to avoid this thing called history.
历史呢，英文是两个词组成的。
And so history is formed by two words.
His, 然后什么 ？Story.
It refers to his and story.
那我们一般说到这样一个历史，说是 whose story?、
And、so when we talk about history, we are asking whose story is it?
Whose story is it?
Whose story is it?
从不信主世俗的角度来看，那当然就是人的历史了。
So what is it then?
就是 your story, my story, his story.
So whose story? Your story, my story.
再注意这个 his 不是有人说啊不行不能叫 his story, 叫做 her story.
But there are some who might say you can't just say his story, you have to now say her story.
这 his story 包括每一个人。
So his story includes every single person.
但是今天我们从基督徒的角度，我们知道 His story 绝不单单只是人的故事。
And so when we look into history, we know that it's not just the story of man.
那么还是谁的故事呢
？Whose story then is it?
有的时候基督徒有的把它简单化。
Sometimes we kind of simplify things.
那另外一个政治正确，当然就是神的故事。
And so if we are to be correct, we talk about, this is God's story.
在我们讲到是神的故事之前，我们还要知道这 his story 还有一层，整个世界的历史也是撒旦掌权的历史。
We have to also regard history, another layer about history is that it speaks about the control that Satan has.
充满了罪恶，充满了堕落，充满了黑暗，充满了凶杀等等这些东西。
It's the murderous dark history under Satan.
大家知道我们中国有一位很有名的作家叫鲁迅。
And so there is a famous Chinese writer, his name is Lu Xun.
他讲过一句话，他说看看中国五千年的历史就两个字。
And he says, just take a look at the 5,000 years of history of Chinese history.
底下小声我听到第四姊妹都说了。
Yeah, it's just summarized by two Chinese words.
哪两个字啊？叫吃人。
It speaks of, oh, it's carnivores. It's like men eating.
所以这个当然是一个比喻性的讲法。
Of course, this is a, in a way, a symbolic usage.
对人类的历史是一个撒旦掌权、黑暗作王的一个历史。
And so the history of man does speak to the enthronement of Satan for now.
如果只停留在这里，那我们充满了失望甚至绝望。
And so if we only end here, then of course we will only have disappointments.
我们还要认识最重要的第三个方面，这个 history 这个 he 是大写的。
And we understand that in history, in uppercase H, this history points to Christ.
是神的历史，是基督的历史，神的故事。
That it is the story of God, it is the story of Christ.
所以我们基督徒要认清神是那最终的掌管者。
So we must know that, God is the ultimate sovereign controller.
他是那得胜者，他也是那审判者。
That he is both the victor and the judge.
因此我们不会气馁灰心妥协退后。
And so there is going to be no disappointment, there will be no compromise or even stepping back.
而是勇敢地做出正确的抉择，并且教育影响我们的下一代。
But that we will make that decision to educate, the next generation.
就圣经世界观在家庭当中的传承是非常的重要。
So there is a,crucial importance of this passing on of the biblical worldview in the family.
我们看到今天已经很多很多的统计出来。
We see that there are different stats that have come out.
一代更比一代去教会的比例越来越少。
And we see that there is a proportionally lower attendance in church through the generations.
而且这样一个所谓的基督徒，这还是有的时候还加引号的。
And some Christians are Christians.
因为今天很多时候很多的教会已经在信仰上面也是越来越堕落妥协了。
Because we see that there are many churches that also have compromised on their beliefs.
Francis Schaeffer 曾经讲过一段非常重要的话。
And so Francis Schaeffer has this very important quote.
跟随耶稣意味着生活每一方面都要改变。
Following Jesus means that every aspect of life must be changed.
就要信仰是一整套整全而复杂的世界观和人生观。
Therefore, the Christian faith is a complete and complex set of worldviews and outlooks on life.
美国的基督徒忘了这一点。
American Christians forget this.
只关注某一部分的事情。
American Christians only focus on certain things.
比如个人与耶稣之间的私人关系。
Such as the personal relationship between an individual and Jesus.
今天基督徒就忽略了把耶稣基督的真理实践在哲学、伦理、政治、经济、媒体、科学等许许多多的领域。
However, Christians neglect to practice the truth of Jesus Christ in philosophy, ethics, politics, economics, media, science, and many other fields.
今天我们作为基督徒父母面临着极大的挑战。
And so we as Christian parents, we face great challenges.
我们说我们有圣经的世界观。
We say that we have a biblical worldview.
我们说我们信圣经无谬误。
We say that we believe in the inerrant scripture.
但是今天我们怎么看家庭、看教会、看社会？
But how do we, what's our outlook on family, on church, and society?
如果一个父母在那里抱怨，说我的孩子去追求世人所追求的，
maybe a parent might say, oh, you know, my child is pursuing the world.
我的孩子受这个世界的影响。
Oh, my child is influenced by the world.
但是我们作为基督的父母，我们对孩子的要求也是世界的那些要求。
Yet we also have worldly expectations for our children.
大家知道这个网络叫什么？鸡娃是吧？推娃？哎，这个太难翻译了。就是要我们的孩子要去什么上名校啊，然后要出人头地啊，这些东西。
And so online there's this trend of wanting our children to really be outstanding from among their peers.
我不是说我们孩子不应该好好的努力学习。
We're not saying that our children should not be proper and aim for excellence in their studies.
课内的学习，课外的学习。
We have extracurriculum studies. We have curricular studies.
孩子上了理想的学校是好的事情。
And it is good that our children can go to an ideal school.
可是，但是如果我们基督徒的父母，我们整个这些的世界观，我们的价值观念跟世人没有什么两样。
But what if our worldview is the same as what is in the world?
那我们作为父母的，我们就先不要去抱怨我们的孩子也随从这些世俗的潮流，跟随这些世界的观点去走啊。
Then let's not complain that our children are in fact pursuing the world.
同样，今天基督徒子女，我们也面对很大的挑战。
And it's the same with a challenge to Christian children.
一开始我就讲了。
I've said it from the get-go.
今天这种同侪的这种压力，
同
侪peer pressure.
With the peer pressure that you feel.
今天我们的社交的媒体，世俗的媒体。
We have our social media. We have our secular media.
今天世界的教育系统。
We have the worldly education system.
于是与圣经的真理越来越格格不入。
They come into such conflicts with the biblical teachings.
那今天这个世界也向我们灌输宣扬一种反叛的思想。
And the world has continued to influence us to have this antagonistic posture.
在我们传统的价值观念当中。
That in our traditional values.
我们是代代相传，父母是有这样的权威，有这样的权柄，把一个正确的信仰价值观念、道德伦理传递给孩子。
In that traditional value, we see that parents are in the position of authority and rights to be able to relate to the next generation these proper whether religious or family values.
但是今天世俗的观念是反权威、反传统的。
But we see that in the secular worldview, there is a rebellion against authority.
每个人都是老子天下第一。
And many have are thinking that I am the one.
你为什么要教导我?
Who are you to instruct me?
孩子上来动不动就跟爸爸妈妈说你没有这个权利。
And children might say to the parents, you have no rights.
这是一件非常悲哀的事情。
This is a very pitiful situation.
所以在家庭当中世界观我们要面临一个非常重要的一个问题。
And so we do have one important question when it comes to the biblical worldview in the family.
不管什么事情我们要问一个问题,圣经关于这样的一个议题是怎么说的?
And so what does the Bible say about this issue?
今天世界是怎么看堕胎的?
And so how does the world look upon abortion?
圣经是怎么看堕胎的?
And how does what does the Bible say about abortion?
这是非常非常清楚的。
This is extremely clear.
但是今天在家庭当中,在教会里面,
But sometimes, well, but now in the family or in church.
这样一个非常清楚的这样的一个议题,
such a clear topic or issue.
甚至我们很多基督徒搞不清楚。
Even as Christians, we have become confused.
求神帮助我们能够认清这个时代的谎言。
And so may it be that we will be clear on some of these lies of this age.
罗德西书2章第8节。
Colossians 2, verse 8.
我们要谨慎,恐怕有人用他的理学和虚空的妄言,不照基督,乃照人间的遗传世上小学,就把你们录去。
So beware, lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ.
2000年以前,圣经的话语,今天仍然是给每一个基督徒。
The word of the Bible from 2,000 years ago is still for each and every one of us today.
也给每一代人,
and it's to be given to every generation.
让我们能够认清恶者的轨迹。
And so we are to know the ploy of the evil one.
我们可能听过一个故事。
Perhaps we've heard this story.
银行里怎么培训员工去认伪钞?
So how do bank tellers, how are they trained to tell counterfeit.
让他们拿着真钞不断地去摸,不断地去看,看熟了,然后就知道这个是伪钞。
And so the more they're familiar with what is actual money, they will be able to tell what is counterfeit.
还有一次我真的认识,遇到了一位这个银行的工作人员。
So one day I came to know of this person who works in a bank.
他说我们培训员工的时候,不单要让他们认真钞,而且也真的是现在又出来一个假钞,要给他们去看的,要去辨识的。
And so we actually do such a training to have them know what the real money is and what the counterfeit is.
今天我们基督徒不单要把圣经的真理牢牢地存记在心,
not only are we to keep strongly to us the word of the truth of Bible,
要不断地识破今天世俗给我们的这些谎言和诡计,
we are to discern and to break through some of these lies from the world.
好了,最后一个, 我们说在家中的这个世界观。
And so when it comes to the family, the worldview in the family,
其实不单单只是家中,
we see that it's not only in the family, while it's in the family.
而且我们是要以家为征战的基地,为圣经福音的堡垒。
That family is both a battleground, a spiritual battleground, as well as it's a fortress.
向世界宣告,来积极地参与并影响和挽救这个社会。
That we are able to, from there, be able to influence or even save the world.
求神保守我们每一个家庭。
May the Lord continue to watch over our families.
保守我们每一代人。
To protect each and every of our generation.
让我们能够持守亘古不变的福音真理。
That we can hold to this unwavering, unchanging truth.
也不要被这世间的遗传。 和小学把我们掳去,把我们下一代人掳去。
That we are not captured by some of these worldly philosophies or empty deceits or these traditions of men.
来,我们祷告。
That's great.
父神殿的主。
Heavenly Father, your gracious Lord.
我们求主怜悯。
We pray that, Lord, you have mercy.
怜悯我们每一个基督徒的。 家庭,
that Lord, you have mercy on each and every Christian family.
也特别怜悯保守我们基督徒的家庭当中还有不信主成员的。
And especially those who are in the family, but who have not yet come to know the Lord.
我们知道在属灵上面很多的挑战,许多的不容易。
You know that, spiritually speaking, there are many challenges and they're not easy.
在我们的代际之间，怎么样去来传递呢？亘古不变的圣经世界观。
And how are we to be able in within the general between the generations to be able to relay this unchanging truth of these worldviews in the family?
我求神保守，让我们这些基督徒父母首先活出圣经的世界观来。
Maybe that we as parents we are able to live out this biblical worldview.
也让做儿女的。
And after that, for the children.
能够有一个谦卑受教的心
to have this humility to receive instructions
不是被这个世界所引诱
not to be lured by the world
而是能够效法自己的父母古圣先贤能够来回到神您自己真道的教导当中
but it's to follow the examples of the parents who are walking the ways of the saints and that theyWe as children can return to these ways that have been taught from the Bible.
让我们认清这世界的诡计。
That we can see clearly and discern the deceptions from the world.
永远高举基督。
That we will forever exalt Jesus.
高举主你至圣的真道。
Exalt this utmost sacred way of the Lord.
从耶稣的名祷告。
By the name of Jesus we pray.
Amen.
Amen.